And welcome back, Mobile Mornings, here on FM Talk 106.5. And right now, time for another edition of Law 251 with Tobias and Comer Law. And in studio with us this week, Desi Tobias. Good morning, Desi.
Good morning, Dalton. Good to see you again.
Great to see you. Always enjoy when you come around. You have stories, of course, that I love hearing, but also just the great information that you guys at Tobias and Comer try to get out there for the public. And important topic this month, and it ties in with the week that's coming up, but National Boating Safety Week on the way. And it makes sense this time of year for us down here in South Alabama because the boats are they're getting them out and they're getting them on the water.
There's water everywhere down here and there are boats everywhere. Recently, I had a trip out to Utah and I thought, how do people live where there's no water, where there's no ocean, where there's no beach? And we have all that. So boating safety and boating is huge here for us in this community.
It sure is. And you guys at Tobias and Comer Law, we've talked about your expertise in maritime law, and we'll circle back around to that here later in the segment. But with it being National Boating Safety Week, you guys take that to heart every year. And you actually have worked closely with ALEA Marine Patrol to kind of get the messaging out there to how to be safe and how to be prepared if you get pulled over by Alabama's law enforcement agency.
Yeah, that's correct. We do, if you go to the website, there's a video that shows what happens during an actual pullover and what they inspect and what they don't inspect. There's a checklist as to things that they expect you to have, and you'll get a ticket if you don't. And it's good to see that good information. But of course, there are things like the life preservers, you know, the horns, the key fob that will disconnect a motor, things like that. Will all be something they look for, and it's very important for you and your whoever's on the boat with you to have as well.
Yeah, and like you said, that's available on your website, TobiasComerLaw.com, and you have those videos and the safety checklist for how to be safe out there. But I know for a fact you have another list that's, all right, we're getting closer and closer to boating season. Here's kind of what you need to do before you get out there on the water to make sure everything is safe and you're as ready as possible to have a good time when you get out there, because that's what you want to do, right, is have a good time if you're out on the water for pleasure, and make sure you've already taken care of as many safety precautions as you can.
Yeah, that's right. You know, down here, we have certain seasons, and this becoming boating season, you may not have seen that boat for 4, 5, or 6 months. It's there, but now it's of utmost concern. And one of the things, I always want to make sure that it's been serviced, that the things that, in terms of the engine that are replaced, that need to be replaced. Because you just don't want to be out there to have something wrong happen, to be towed in or whatever. That's always everybody's huge concern.
Yeah, for sure. And while we're talking about PFDs, I know for a fact you have to at least have one available for everyone on the vessel.
I tell you, I've been out there in the bay in a sailboat before, and there are a couple of instances where when you get into the water unexpectedly, you definitely need, no matter how good you can swim, definitely need to have a PFD on. And one time in particular, I just remember just my son, he was in third grade at the time, and we just suddenly went over in a strong wind. And it really brought home to me the importance of why you have these PFDs and why you should wear them most at all times.
Mm. Yeah, even those who think they could swim their way out of any situation, you're right. Once it has actually come down to that moment, they were happy to have the PFD on hand. And I'm sure you've seen that time and time again. Talking with Desi Tobias with Tobias and Comer Law, another edition of Law 251 here, is we're talking boating and getting ready for National Boating Safety Week. Another thing here, and we talk about this often with the vehicles we use on land, but DUIs or DWIs we've talked about. We've also discussed BUIs on the water. And I guess kind of like someone going out to Colorado for the first time with the altitude, they may think that they can have a few drinks and then get out there and drive, and they find with the altitude it's a different story. Is that true, that the same kind of thing can get you in trouble on the water? You think maybe, oh, I'll have a couple beers or whatever you think your safe level is, but it's almost like on the water, your body acts a little differently sometimes.
Well, there is. You're out in the sun. There's dehydration and things like that. And, you know, people are having fun and, you know, the alcohol gets in the mix more. You just think more, you know, I don't want to say there's an emphasis, but everybody knows that you shouldn't get behind the wheel of an automobile after drinking. People sometimes aren't quite as aware when it comes to boats, but it's just as important. And it also can lead to, you know, similar terrible circumstances. And quickly, you get away from where you should be while you're behind the boat. And every year, behind the wheel of a boat, and every year there are certain examples and terrible incidents that happen that, you know, calls to remind us about that.
Yeah. And that's, again, another one of these important reminders that you'll have. And you guys are going to be posting some of these videos up during National Boating Safety Week. But you have that. Also, did I hear you guys are involved in the Blessing of the Fleet this year? Is that right?
Yeah. You know, that's an interesting tradition from the Bayou Labatry. And it just like all maritime commerce and law and whatever, it goes back to pretty ancient origins. And the Blessing of the Fleet has its grounding in Europe, particularly the Catholic communities over there would always have some kind of service at the beginning of the season, to pray, to bring their parents, family members, or the fishermen back. And in the Bayou, that started, I believe it was 1949, and it's based out of St. Margaret Catholic Church, which is a great little community down there, the Bayou Labatry is, and it's been a huge event, and, you know, we're proud to be part of it. Where, you know, it all is conducted there because St. Margaret's Church backs up to the bayou, backs up to the where the boats are. Yeah. And they actually have a parade and everything else. The Archbishop will be there. There's great food. And, yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful event that goes way back to our, you know, back in history.
That's fantastic. And just another one of those ties. You said you go back so many decades, and because of Mobile's location and having that port just kind of hand in glove with the maritime industry forever. I mean, you wonder what would this city be without that maritime industry, because it has provided so much. And I know just in your younger days, you were talking about watching the boats out there on the water and your excitement with that. Now you've been able to kind of, well, not kind of, but in your day-to-day job, you're working on things involving the water all the time.
Yeah, we do that. In regards to the industry, you know, the fishing industry in the bayou, we don't often see it. But, you know, it's a huge industry, and we hope they you know, do as well as they can with the price of shrimp and things like that. But, yeah, I do see that all the time. We always had a little presence there in the bay growing up as a kid. I love to see the boats. I love to, you want a shrimp boat docks out there for the night.
And, yeah.
You see them in the bay, but you also the freighters and other things like that. And I try to focus my practice as much as I can on maritime laws. Primarily, I'm helping injured seamen and people injured in maritime accidents in terms of their claims. But it does go back to the law from England and the common law that came about, you know, whenever somebody was forced to have a situation where there was somebody injured on the water, a set of laws, you know, became formulated, which mm-hmm. we still see today in the work that we're doing and the law that we apply now. So it's, you know, anything in the water was called a navigable waterway, where you can go from there to the ocean, wherever that may be, mm-hmm. is under admiralty jurisdiction, whether you're on a jet ski or a paddle boat or whatever, you know, a pleasure boat or a huge freighter.
So. Yeah. It's amazing. It's fascinating, really, how so many of those laws have stood up for so long, just centuries, really, that some of that maritime law has stuck around and been a good law.
Yeah, and it is. And there's the law, if you're a seaman, where your job goes to aid in navigation of the vessel, you're considered a seaman, and there's a particular set of laws that apply if you're injured while at work that's totally separate from the worker compensation laws that we have with state-based work. But it's often generous. I always say the King of England didn't like it when the ships brought home people that he had to take care of, and it still kind of follows that today. And but I do, again, as much as I can, those type cases and help represent injured seamen.
Well, yeah, maritime law, one of the many areas of expertise for Tobias and Comer Law. And you guys, again, have a great website, not just for folks wanting to find out more about the firm, but also checklists to get your boat ready for summer and all kinds of useful information you can use. And that's TobiasComerLaw.com, where you can check that out. Desi, really appreciate you coming in today. Always appreciate when you come in. And can't wait to hear from you next time with some news stories when you come into the studio.
Well, thank you, Dalton. Good to see you. I always enjoy our chats.
All right. Desi Tobias with Tobias and Comer Law and another edition of Law 251 coming up next, the Jeff Poor Show right here on FM Talk 106.5.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.